From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says the announcement that BP's blown-out oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is finally effectively dead does not diminish the government's determination to help the Gulf Coast recover from the disaster. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says the crisis caused by the spill is not over until every family and community affected is made whole again. Fisherman Michael Alexis in Port Sulphur, Louisiana, says he's still concerned about the cleanup process.
I'm just worried about long term. Just see what it does long term in different areas, because the areas that got really affected.
Father Jerry Stapleton at the Catholic Church in Port Sulphur says most Gulf Coast residents are resilient and optimistic.
You put it behind and you basically move forward and you look to better times ahead.
In Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, Councilman Chris Roberts says pressure must be kept on BP.
Holding BP accountable to ensure that these folks that have been impacted get stood up, and that any of the wetlands that have been impacted by oil are restored.
BP has already paid out nearly $10 billion in cleanup costs and set aside $20 billion to compensate people for damages. The firm could face tens of billions of dollars more in government fines and costs from hundreds of pending lawsuits. The American woman released after more than a year in prison in Iran is back in the U.S., but Sarah Short says her focus remains on her fiancé, Shane Bauer, and their friend, Josh Fatal, who remain in custody in Iran.
I stand before you today only one-third free. That was the last thing that Josh said to me before I walked through the prison doors. Josh and Shane felt one-third free at that moment, and so did I.
Short, speaking at a news conference in New York, the three Americans were taken into custody in July 2009 along the border between Iran and Iraq. Iran has accused them of espionage. Short was released for medical reasons. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai says it's too early to judge the quality of the parliamentary elections there over the weekend, but the main group that was observing the balloting says it has serious concerns about the election. The main newspaper in the border city of Juarez, Mexico, is calling for a truce with the drug gangs behind the rampant violence in that area. Michael O'Boyle reports the plea comes in a front-page editorial after a photographer with the paper was shot to death last week.
Newspaper El Diario said it had seen enough. It blamed authorities for failing to control organized crime, which it called the real power in Juarez. Many local news outlets across Mexico tread lightly when reporting on the drug war. They stick to government statements to avoid angering gangs or corrupt officials. Meanwhile, eight policemen were killed in Guerrero State. Several of the officers were decapitated. According to officials, the police were searching for a suspected murderer in a mountain town. They were confronted by a group of some 30 armed men and abducted. For NPR News, I'm Michael O'Boyle in Mexico City.
This is NPR News. Firefighters in Utah are battling a wildfire that has forced the evacuation of about 1,400 homes outside Salt Lake City. Don Hudson is with the Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office.
Literally, the fire was coming down into the backyards of many of these residents.
Hudson says the blaze was sparked by an artillery training session at a National Guard base there. The United Nations opens a summit meeting today on global efforts to fight poverty. Linda Fasulo reports that about 140 world leaders are expected to take part in the meeting, including President Obama, who's slated to address the summit on Wednesday.
10 years ago, world leaders agreed to achieve eight goals known as the Millennium Development Goals, aimed at reducing global poverty and privation by 2015. Now, leaders are to review progress in achieving the targets, which include cutting extreme poverty in half, decreasing hunger, disease, gender inequality, and maternal and child deaths, as well as improving education and access to health care. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
A Food and Drug Administration panel hears testimony today on whether the FDA should approve the marketing of genetically engineered salmon, which grows twice as fast as natural salmon. If so, it would be the first such genetically altered creature approved for human consumption. The agency has already concluded that the salmon is safe to eat, but a number of environmental, food safety, and consumer groups are saying not so fast. They say more studies are needed. There's concern, for instance, that the genetically altered salmon could escape, intermingle with, and taint the wild salmon population, which is already endangered. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for